Needless to say, it's a hazard area. Hazard area means a, for example, it's a petrol station. All the petrol pumps, that area is a hazard area because of the explosive gas are ever present. Petrol pumps or the sewer pipeline or sewer station, those are the very hazard area. All the explosive gas or parties are ever present. This is a hazard area. So when you install electrical wiring system at the hazard area, appropriate protection method must be utilized. So the ASR2380 is the appropriate Australian standard. This is for the hazard areas of protection. Normally the AS3000 only covers the electrical wiring system. So that when the wiring system, you want to install the electrical wiring system for the hazard area, in this case it refers to another room. ASR2380 is the, this is for the hazard area, the protection system. So that kind of the rule have to be aware of. And so all the electrician building designer, when you install the electrical system in the hazard area or petrol pump station, we have to utilize the AS3380. So firstly, we will define the twice the hazard area. So an area in which an explosive atmosphere is present or maybe exposed to, maybe exposed to be present. So this is for the definition of the hazard area. An area in which an explosive atmosphere is present or maybe exposed to be present. So that this area is ever present with the explosive atmosphere. Explosive atmosphere will be the pure vapor, or the, when you go to the petrol station, the petrol are usually coming from the pure, those pure are the vapor, pure vapors are, they are full with all air, they are filled with the pure vapor. So this is the explosion. The AU smoking debris is that it can easily ignite the pure. And also the sometimes maybe able to pure. Not ever present, but sometimes when a person by operating, that explosive pure gas will be coming out. So this is a hazard area. Therefore, we have, when you install the hazard area, especially the precaution is needed. So that for the airflow construction, installation, use of the electrical equipment, especially precaution is needed for construction installation and use of electrical component. So this is for the important aspect of the hazard area protection. When we install the electrical system in the hazard area, the appropriate special installation is required for the install. What kind of the installation you have to utilize? Especially the hazard area, all fire need to be contained. Appropriate fire containers are compartment should be installed. All the door, window system, they must be the fire itself. Resistance to a window system, all the brake system must be fire resistant, appropriate evacuation procedure must be provided, all the electrical wiring system, all suitable equipment need to be fireproof equipment. So equipment are outlined in the ASR2380 standard. Despite the what kind of the areas are fire, the hazard area. There can be the weekends are classified the hazard area. Hazard area can be classified. Two classification. One is a class one is a flame reversal, vapor or gas vapor. Class one, flame reversal. Liquid and gas vapor. So those are liquid and flame vapors are liquid and gas vapors are present, especially the petroleum are formed, petroleum pure gas, those are the flame vapor gas. In the meantime, class 2 is a dust. Class 2 is dust. Especially the timber processing are made. Timber made in this case, when you cut the timber, many dust coming out. Those dust are normally not a flame vapor, but when you ignite the fire, all the dust, all the waste can be they can be the burned by the fire. So this is the two things. So flame vapor dust and the liquids are them that can ignite the fire, and dust are it is not cannot ignite the fire, but when the fire broke out, it can spoil the fire. So this is the ways of fire. So how the fire broke out? The fire is depending on the three things. Oxygen plus heat plus fire substance. Three things need to be provided to broke out the fire. Fire can broke out. Three things you require: oxygen, heat, and temperature, or the fire substance. So this is where when the fires are broke out, what the fires are is the fires are fighter do. Usually the fire is broke out at one building. Nearby building is a very close for the fire to demolish that building. Because of that building can also be ignite the fire. So this is the way that we use in the fire and the bush. When the fire is coming here, all the bush, everything has to clear up. Otherwise the fire will suppress. So this is that you have to remove the fire substance. Oxygen means the fire is the H2O of the house here. This is why we use the carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide, when you cover the carbon monoxide usually cover the fire space. When this is the fire here, the full fire is covered by the carbon monoxide. CO2 cannot allow the CO2 air. So air, the oxygen can be eliminated by the CO2, carbon dioxide. This is where the source fire burning place, they no longer get the oxygen, so we need the extinguisher. So this is the way we can utilize the CO2 fire extinguisher. And key means that fire is a very hot temperature. So you have to cool down the temperature, you have to provide the water. By cooling down, so there will be heat will be reduced. So this is the three kinds of the fire production. So normally electric fire, you can produce the water. When you extinguish the water, all the water will be electrocuted. Therefore, we have to use the carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, the fire is the good that has to be utilized. So this is, it can cover the fire so that it will eliminate the oxygen. In the meantime, when the fire is broke out, you have to eliminate all the burning equipment, everything has to be removed, all the houses have to be demolished. So this is the way we can reduce it, eliminate the fire substance. So this is the fire is depending on the three things. So when you make this fire production, all the things that have to be concerned about. So this is the way the hazard area include the flame event liquid or the gas vapor, and the class 2 is the dust. So that will be the three zones with which we can categorize. Zone 0, so zone 0, the explosive head gets is present continuously. So this area is all the explosive gas are continuously present. This is we call it zone 0, so this is a very dangerous zone. Another one is the zone 1. Zone 1 means the explosive gas is likely to occur periodically. Explosive gas is likely to occur periodically. And the zone 2 will be the Israeli gate is not likely to occur in normal operation. If it occurs, it will is it for short period only.
That is the zone 2.
It's not the case. It's not likely to occur in normal operation. If it occurs, it will exist for short period only. In short period only. So this is the three categories of the four categories of the hazard area. The important one is hazard area can present the explosive gas or the explosive substance, so that we have to make the appropriate protection. So there will be the zone zero way. All this area is there all the time explosive gas happen, especially the pure test. Inside the pure test, very sure there is a very a lot of explosive gas. And sometimes it really can occur for them periodically. Sometimes only the gas line is running, so this is that it really can occur. And some zone 2 is normally it does not occur, but there's some big cases that can happen like this. And class 2 is a task. So this is a hazardous area position. So depending on the hazardous area, we have to utilize the appropriate protection. So this protection method for the hazardous area will be exclusion. The first important thing is the protection. Protection, you have to provide the exclusion method. Exclusion means the best thing is that this equipment can cause the fire. So you eliminate the equipment. So this is the best thing. To exclude totally, don't use the heater. This is you use the other way. So this is the exclusion. But exclusions cannot be avoided because of the, especially the cooking range can cause the fire, so you cannot eliminate the cooking range, how you cook the food. So this is why you can't always eliminate the hazardous equipment. So in this case, we have to use the explosion containment. Explosion containment. So, explosive containment means that we can use it as explosive equipment because we can avoid it, but when this one explodes and the fire broke out, the fire only should be broke out in the specific area, should not spread to the other rooms. And therefore, especially the water boiler or the very gas boiler installed, all the walls are there, or fire the resistant brick. So the fire resistant brick are covered and the whole the fire boiler room. When the fire room broke out, the fire will not spread to the other place because of the fire resistant wall and the place that they prevent. So this is for the explosion and containment. So here is the explosion means you have to totally include it. So what kind of the equipment we are utilizing? To include the exclude it, we have to utilize a task exclusion ignition probe. So I make the bigger size. Task exclusion ignition proof, so it means that these equipments are eliminated as a task. Or hermetic sealing, all that are fire are the hermetic, means that this is a no beacon light. The, all the fire protected devices are they are provided with the beacon. Encashute, so encashute with the protection equipment. Non-sparking equipment are heavily utilized. Non-sparking means you can use electric switch in the explosive area. Especially the motor starter. Motor starter are similar to the switch. This is the switch on off. When the switch on and off, it can go to spark. The gas of spark combined with the explosive gas, so that all will explode. So you can use a motor starter. Open motor starter or the electric switch inside the explosive area, especially the fire station, you can use the petrol station, you can use the one of the modern standard. If you use, that might be the totally enclosed with the appropriate cover, appropriate fire protection cover. Because when the modern standard are straight or off, it will call a spark. Those sparks are combined with the explosive gas, so it can be the whole thing will explode. And therefore, that we have to exclude so that that explosion has to use like harmony and get you, and get you mean that they combine all this, the switch on it. And get you by the protection device, why imagine? So that all the switch had to be imagine the insulation wire, or the pressurized enclosure, same phase, so they have to use that. This is the exclusion method. Exclusion method here, we have to start eliminate the source of the fire. The second one will be the explosive containment. So this is the signature. When the explosion happens, so that this explosion only occurs in a specific area. So the flame pro enclosure and the non-sparking this is the standard method of the protection. Energy limitation. Energy limitation means as soon as the fire broke out in the control, all the power supply, everything should be cut off instantly. This is the energy limitation. Because of the this role is that all the light, everything that they have caused the fire, in this case, the energy, electricity stays going on, so that it can also increase the explosion. Dilution. Dilution means that you have to put the ventilation system. In this case, there are explosion happen, all the explosion gas are said to be diluted by the air. So this air dilutes are explosive gas. Probably dilution method have to use light. So therefore, the method will be that explosions are containment, energy limitation, dilution. So both methods are like you get like the hazard protection. So both this are table, this table show about the appropriate explosions are protection. So energy limitation, dilution, avoidance of the ignition source. Avoidance of the ignition source. So this is the explosion ignition source need to be avoided. So that kind of equipment I have to utilize. So in this case, we also utilize a kind of the AS2380 non-spiking, such as the EHN. So equipment are the non-spiking equipment. So the AS equipment have to be utilized is a AS2380. AS2380, 0.9. 0.9 means this is the night vision. So EHN. So this will be the explosions of protection. This is the third equipment are the non-sparking equipment. So that kind of the equipment that you can see the non-sparking equipment. White immersion, ESO, the equipment have to utilize. Or the pressure room. So this is the typical equipment. So in this case, the hazard area, you can see that this hazard area, this is the hazard area, all the flame river gets happen. In this case, all the equipment are utilized. In this area, you have to install the electrical switchboard. Electrical switchboard, importance are control. Those equipment are installed, and the fresh air is provided. So this is the typical construction plan. Outside area, the shaded lines are the hazard area, so that you still need to use the electrical equipment inside this room. So you locate the equipment here, and they have to provide with the fresh air. So this is the way that we can make the construction, the appropriate protection of the hazard that gets. So that kind of the swivel have to utilize this swivel way with the swivels are the high fire protection swivel. This kind of swivel have to utilize. And all the equipment are you can hear, this is for the same equipment. In this case, all the wiring have to be utilized for the appropriate metallic wiring. Metallic wiring and safety barrier, and you can connect to the associated equipment. So this is for the typical wiring system. So this wiring system I draw here. Then we use the hazard area equipment. intrinsically. Faith equipment. So equipment that you install, so there will be this set install that this will appropriate the wire line to the fireproof enclosure, wire line, and this one is the fire compartment. This is the hazard area. So in this case, we also this wire line we have to utilize a safety barrier. Safety barrier is here. And this is why, consumed by here, this is the associated equipment. So this is the way we have installed the protection system. So this wiring system means the appropriate wiring system have to be utilized. So very safety barrier have to be utilized. So this is for the typical electrical system. So EHI. Electric system. The hazard area means all the equipment are put into the compartment, so that the compartment need to be protected by the special protection, and fresh air has to be passing through, and all the equipment wiring system has to run in the fireproof mechanism are conduit, and then the from the conduit to the associated equipment appropriate safety barrier has to be installed. So this will be the appropriate installation of the equipment wiring system. So in this case, I have already given you the second the product has to be utilized. This is what the safety is switch. These switches are enclosed with a fireproof metallic enclosure. All the switches are heavily housed in a digital switch. So the appropriate force ventilation have to be utilized. All the flame rebate gas need to be diluted by the force ventilation. So the force ventilation have to be utilized to dilute the flame rebate gas. Force ventilation. The force ventilation needs to be provided for the hazard area. So this is the way the mortar structure, you can see that this mortar hazard area equipment. Mortar needs to be taken out of the mortar. Those mortars are the fire-proof mortar. This is not open type. All the mortar, everything, they are enclosed in the fire-proof structure. So that kind of mortar has to be utilized in the fire-proof mortar. So in this case, we also yet to utilize this is the switchboard. All the light system. Light is very important. You can use that kind of light. This light, you can install in the fire hazard area. Because this light is a normal light. It not has no protection. If you want to use any petrol station pump or the liquid petrol reservoir area, you can use that kind of light. This light you use, it will not approve. It's very dangerous because this one is a normal light. All the light should be this way. This light is a totally enclosed with the protection. Everything, all light, everything are protected by metallic protection. So that kind of the light have to be utilized. So this is the appropriate light enclosure. All the switch may be protected like this. On the transformer, everything, this is the switch wiring system has to be protected before the hazard area of protection. Wiring system, you can use the deck of the wiring. This wiring is here, this is a normal wiring system. This wiring, you can see this one. That one is a normal wiring system. You can use the deck of wiring system as a fire hazard of protection. All the things have to be conduit. This is a steel conduit. All the steel conduit pipe. Where do you utilize the speed when you plug and socket? So this is the important aspect of the fire, the hazard area. The kind of light is the hazard protection light. The kind of light you have to utilize. So this is the way the appropriate fire protection. You see that this is a typical astrology diagram. So that will be the Jiangxi Bao, everything here, Jiangxi Bao. Here is a fireproof Jiangxi Bao. So that you want to run the wire. So we can run the normal PVC wire. PVC wire is a normal PVC wire, the whole wire, you know, you can use it. You have to use the MIMS cable. MIMS cable means a metal insulation, magnesium insulation metal sheet. That's MIMS cable. All the insulation are metallic insulation. That cable has to run and also terminate valves. All the cable has to utilize the armor cable. Armor cable, all the fire projection valve has to be utilized. This is for the electrical warning system for the hazard area. Okay, this is the way that we have to avoid the appropriate hazard area. So, in this case, we have to eliminate any light. Open wiring must not be utilized. All the wiring must be there utilized with the appropriate closed wiring system. All the switching device have to be not utilized. No sodium prevalence allowed in the fire hazard area. And therefore, the user see the hazard area appropriate protection. So C and fire pro enclosure. So that no open wiring, no sodium bivalent. No battery charger. No switching device. In hazard area. So this is the important aspect. We can utilize the open wiring, we can utilize the sodium prevalent, we can utilize the battery charger, we can utilize the switching device in the hazard area. So this is more important aspect. If you utilize those equipment that inviting the explosion and broken out of the fire. So this is for the hazard area that I explained about the details of the machine, how they are doing, and what kind of provision have to be provided. So regarding the ASR, these are the rules that we also talking about the hazard area protection. So this will be the hazard area protection across the rule areas, ASR, these are the rules. They're talking about the hazard area protection. Selection installation of the wiring system that we can utilize, enclosure the wiring system, also the hazard area, so that we smoke a fire detector, drone heater, and also the adding arrangement, temp saturation, the special electrical installation. Okay, so the rule will be that the hazard area with the explosive gas or the combustible gas. So the section 7 is a special electrical installation system. ES 3000. ES 3000 station 7, article topic 7 by 7 is a hazard area. So those Hawaiian rules are they talking about the hazard area protection rule. So ES 3000, 2007 edition, so section 7, special electrical installation. So the 7x7. 7x7 is hazard area. So the page number is, as you can see, the page number 326. So those rules are talking about the Australian electrical wiring rule regarding the hazard area, the protection. And then I will review some of the rules. What kind of the equipment are allowed, what kind of equipment are not allowed in the hazardous area. So that will be the page number 326. I think 326. So 326, that this one is only just 326, but PDF and the REF page are a little different. So you have to see a 326 with hazardous area here. So then, in this case, the hazardous area can be that 7x7x2 meters. Where do you utilize the requirements are also included for the equipment. Where do you utilize the 600s are 79. This is for the combustible, the tap, gas, paper, so then AS and SS. 60079. It's 60079. This is a 10.1 for cat. And 60079.10.2 for the dark. Those are the three different definition about the hazard area. So those hazard cats and the papers are destroyed by the AS and the 60079. So they are recognized hazardous area means a case of paper, explosive case, explosive is present, or the dust can be present. Those are hazardous area I'm talking about. So we have to utilize the reduction and the elimination of hazard. Through design and the operation, it is possible to reduce the degree of the hazard. This is achieved by the given attention to items. So this is for the 7x7x2x3 is a reduction. Where do you like the appropriate methods that reduce the impact of the hazard? In the meantime, so 7x7x2x4 are the electrical equipment. So those are talking about the what kind of the electrical equipment are suitable for the hazard area. So this is 7x7x2x4 are the electrical equipment. So the rules say about the what kind of electrical equipment should be installed. Yes, sir. Who got the attendance? Okay, 7x7x2x4 is electrical equipment have to be utilized. So in this case, electrical equipment have to be, you will see that the electrical equipment are AS 6079.14, this is the appropriate electrical equipment. So they measure in the AS 6079.14. So this is for the, all the electrical equipment that they are mentioned in the AS 6079. The equipment that I have shown you that are my, this one, takeout equipment. They include the takeout equipment. This is for the AS 6079. We have to utilize the appropriate electrical equipment. This is the electrical equipment. Those equipments are outlined in the AS 6079 articles for them. So those electrical equipment have to be utilized. Appropriate installation method. Specific installation method standard. In this case, demolition site. In this case, AS 30124, the construction and demolition site. This is an additional requirement. Or the Medicare AS 3003, Marina Pole AS 3004. Those are special equipment systems. Shoe and Carnival AS 3002. Those are the appropriate hazard areas installation. So, also, this is for the hazard installation. Although they're talking about the D-Day hazard installation and the electric gas warning system. So, therefore, the hazard area will be the in the meantime, appropriate inspection maintenance are all outlined. So that will be the AS 60079.17 include the inspection and the maintenance method for the hazard area. So that will be AS 60079.17 with the inspection and maintenance. So this is the appropriate through a regulation about the AS 3000 regarding the hazard area. Okay, I give you this tutorial for that one.